From job seekers in Spain, we turn to those here in the U.S. The latest employment numbers revealed that there are still many more Americans looking for work than there are jobs that need filling. The May jobs report showed the economy added an anemic 69,000 jobs, about half the number that were added in April. Yet here's a paradox. Despite the high number of people seeking jobs, many employers insist they can't find the right person for the exact positions they have open. To understand that paradox, we turn this morning, as we often do, to David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal, and he wrote a recent column tackling this conundrum. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So, David, how is it that so many people can't find jobs and yet there are employers who say they have jobs needed filling? Is it simply a mismatch of skills?
Well, there are basically two views about unemployment today. One is that the biggest problem is there just isn't enough demand out there, not enough spending, so employers are reluctant to hire readily. And if that's right, then there are things the government might do to stimulate demand, either Congress or the President or the Federal Reserve. The other view is the biggest problem is, as you suggest, this mismatch between the skills that employers need and the ones that available workers have. And if this view is right, then the fiscal and monetary policy can't do much. So people in the second camp seize on these very loud complaints from employers that they just can't find the workers they need. And the real question is, how can that be?
Well, offer us an answer or two.
Well, I talked to a business school professor at the University of Pennsylvania, Peter Capelli, and he suggested a number of possibilities. One is that with so many unemployed workers, employers may simply be too picky. They're looking for the perfect worker. They won't settle for the merely capable. One person in the business calls this looking for a unicorn. A second possibility is they're just not willing to pay enough. A third is that they've lost interest in training and they're insisting on experienced workers, so they're turning away a whole lot of people who could do the job but just don't have experience. And then in what I found the most provocative possibility, they've become over-reliant on the software that's used to screen applicants.
Now, software, that's an interesting idea.
Right. A whole lot of people who've applied for jobs lately know that the initial application often is done online. That's because software takes the employer's criteria, which is often extraordinarily precise, and then screens the application. There's one company that Mr. Capelli writes about in a new book that says they had 25,000 applicants for a standard engineering position. Only the software in the HR department told them nobody was qualified. In another one, an HR executive in experiment applied for a job at his own company and couldn't get through the software screening. And as you mentioned, I wrote a column about this, and I got flooded with people with experiences like this who were just enormously frustrated with this software and how it was preventing them from getting to a human being to get an interview on a job that maybe they could do.
And you alluded a moment ago about something related to this, and that's training, that American companies, employers have lost interest or are no longer willing to offer training. I mean, that's they want somebody who fits the job exactly. What would sway them to invest a bit more in that?
Well, training's always been a complicated issue because employers are reluctant to spend a lot on training somebody who then can go work somewhere else. And with less loyalty among employees, less loyalty among employers, there's probably more reluctance to that. That's why employers are so interested in getting the school systems to better prepare workers. In general, jobs require more training, more computer know-how, but companies don't train as much as they did. They prefer to hire workers who already know how to do the exact job. And the government training programs don't seem to be doing a very good track record. So this is something that could be fixed. It's just hard to fix.
Okay, what would you do if you could do anything that would get employers hiring at a rate equivalent to the talent pool that's available?
Look, I think there are a couple of things we know and a lot we don't know. One thing we know is that if employers were willing to do a little more training, and maybe there was some way the government could give them an incentive to do that, they might be able to take people who are capable of doing jobs but don't have exactly the right skills. And the other thing is, the software needs to be redone so it's not so picky and it flags for consideration by a human being, an applicant who doesn't quite fit the bill but could do the job.
David, good to talk to you.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.